Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Transfiguration Sunday, we hear the Father's voice. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Dearly beloved, today is the culmination of the whole Epiphany season of Jesus as the light for all the nations. And the Transfiguration of our Lord gives us a glimpse of his deity shining through his humanity as we leave the mountain and go to the plain this Wednesday on Ash Wednesday. And in the closing hymn today, we put aside the Alleluias and no longer sing them after today until Easter Sunday as we enter the 40 days of Lent. And the point of this amazing encounter in the high mountain is this. Jesus was transfigured. He underwent a metamorphosis before them. His clothes were radiant, intensely white. You couldn't bleach them this white. His face was shining like the sun. His clothes were flashing like lightning. Now, the apostles are given a glimpse, along with Moses and Elijah, the true identity of Jesus. He is true God in the flesh of true man, and his deity shines for a moment in a bright light for them to see. You know, this significance of today, it's almost as important as Easter Sunday. Because you see, on the high mountain, the Old Testament and the New Testament and the fulfillment. The Old Testament, represented by Moses and Elijah, and the New Testament, apostles, Peter, James, and John, and the fulfillment, Jesus. So today, my friends, block out all other voices and listen only to Jesus. When it comes to your salvation, he's the only sure place where you receive truth about life now and about life in eternity. So, my friends, God's voice on the high mountain says this is his beloved Son, God the Father. Now we heed him and we listen to Jesus. So let us briefly consider how Moses and Elijah listened to Jesus, how Peter, James, and John listened to Jesus, and how we can listen to Jesus. Moses and Elijah listened to Jesus on the mountain. Here you see the Old Testament. Moses, the lawgiver on the mountain, along with Elijah. Now we know about Elijah. You just heard about him in the Old Testament lesson. Elijah, one of the greatest of the prophets, was taken bodily on the chariots of heaven, chariots of fire, into heaven. And he was taken bodily to be with the Lord in heaven. Moses, the great lawgiver, had been on Mount Sinai, and Moses died, and God buried him by Mount Nebo. Nobody knew where he was buried. And obviously the Lord took Moses to be with him in heaven too, because the real Moses and Elijah are with Jesus on this mountain. And they're talking with Jesus about his exodus. Elijah knew about his exodus from this world into heaven. Moses led the Israelites in the exodus through the Red Sea out of Egypt. The exodus they're speaking to Jesus about is the way he's now going to leave this world through his suffering, through his death, through his resurrection, and his ascension. They knew all these things. Peter called Jesus rabbi and teacher, that it was good to be there, and they were all terrified. He thought he'd prolong the event by building tents and tabernacles like the Jews did in the wilderness, but that was not to be. They were terrified before the holy God. And you see, when Moses and Elijah bear witness to Christ, we see that the key of the whole scripture, including the Old Testament, is Jesus. Do you remember when Jesus was risen from the dead on the road to Emmaus? And they didn't recognize Jesus at first. And he explained to them from Moses and the prophets and the Psalms everything concerning himself. You see, from Genesis to Malachi, Christ is revealed everywhere in the Old Testament. And the reason why it's important to have your kids in Sunday school and for you to teach them the lessons of the Old Testament is they need to know the stories of how God acted in the Old Testament among his covenant people to bring forth the seed of the woman that would come to crush the head of the serpent. From Abraham and Isaac and from Jacob and from Judah and from David and Solomon to Mary and his stepfather Joseph of the line of David, Moses and Elijah are speaking to Jesus and know that this one shining in glory will soon also be nailed to a cross for our salvation. Moses and Elijah, the Old Testament, listen and speak of Jesus. So does the New Testament, the apostles represented by Peter, James, and John. All of a sudden, the Shekinah cloud of God's presence hovers over the mountain. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, when the bright cloud came over the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, and when Moses came out and his face shone like the sun, the Holy God had been there. It's a bright cloud, but it overshadows them. It's the presence of the Father. And the voice of the Father comes from the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. All of your life, people have told you, listen to me when I'm talking to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Are you listening to me? We've said that as parents. You've heard it as children. You've said it to the people that work for you. If ever there is a time to listen, it's to the voice of the Father. The Father who made the heavens and the earth tells you right now, if you want to know about me, listen to Jesus. If you don't care and you go your way, you're going to pay because you will never know the truth without Jesus. But if you will listen to Jesus, you will know the truth. Suddenly they look around, they fall on their faces, and they saw no one except Jesus alone. You see, they were given a glimpse of his deity, but they're going to know him in his humanity, in his living the perfect life for us as a true man. And when they come down the mountain, and as Jesus would go to Holy Week, and Palm Sunday, and Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, and Easter, he told them, don't tell anyone this until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. It wasn't time to tell the world about the Transfiguration. It was only after Christ was risen from the dead that they did. And they did. In the beginning of the Gospel of John, John says, we beheld this glory, the glories of the only one of the Father. In Peter's epistles, he said, we were with him on that holy mountain. This is not a myth. We saw it. And so for you and for me, we listened to the apostles, to Peter, James, and John. The Lord used 12 apostles. He replaced Judas with Matthias, and then later brought in Paul as the apostle to the Gentiles, so that in the Gospels, in the book of Acts, in the epistles, in Revelation, this is what you learn from the Father about Jesus. Jesus is your righteousness. Jesus is your justification. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for your sins. Jesus is your redemption by his blood shed upon the cross. Jesus is the second Adam, is your substitute, who kept the law perfectly for you and was crucified in your place. Jesus is the sacrifice. Jesus once for all has redeemed us from sin, death, and hell. And in holy baptism gives us his righteousness, his holiness, so that through faith in his name, we have eternal life now and are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That is what the Heavenly Father wants you to believe and know about Jesus, his only Son. Well, if Moses and Elijah listened to Jesus and spoke of Jesus, if Peter, James, and John listened to Jesus and spoke of Jesus, how do we listen to Jesus and speak of Jesus? You listen because you have hope. We are bold. The ministry of the mercy of God, God's word of truth, the gospel that we have in the sight of God, the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, the image of God, Because you have faith in Christ, you are bold. You can come before the Heavenly Father and say, be merciful to me and hear my prayer for the sake of Jesus Christ, my Lord. When it comes to coming before the Lord, we don't cower over in the corner like some coward. We come boldly into his presence because we are clothed in Jesus' righteousness, and he is our Father. Lord, your light has shone into my heart, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hear my prayer, and we come with boldness before him. That is how you listen to him and speak of him to others. Don't be afraid of God, your Heavenly Father, because through Jesus Christ, you can come into his presence with boldness. Now, I know you're asking yourself, I can't see the face of Jesus right now. You can't see it with your eyes. You will see it with the eyes in your head when he returns in glory. But now you do see the face of Jesus Christ in his holy word. When the gospel is proclaimed to you through the eyes of faith, you see Jesus. When you are baptized in water and word and he gives you the Holy Spirit, you see Jesus. When you receive his body and blood under the bread and wine in Holy Communion, you see Jesus. As you look around you to your brothers and sisters in Christ, you see through them the face of Jesus. True, with the eyes of faith. And one day we'll see him with the eyes in our head. But he's right here among you, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So therefore, we listen to him. We hold to this hope. We are bold. We do not lose heart. Don't give up. It's true, as Paul said, we have to renounce the disgraceful passions and the cunning, devious ways of this unbelieving world. Commend yourself and your conscience to God. Paul said this world is blind and is perishing. They are veiled through their unbelief. They cannot see God. But we can. We don't proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus as Lord. And so, my friends, on this Transfiguration Day, the culmination of the season of Epiphany, the light of Jesus for all the nations, Jesus in his dazzling white will also be the one crowned with thorns. Are you listening to him till he returns in glory? Are you serving, and are we serving one another for Jesus' sake? May we listen to him, and may we serve our brother in Christ. Now that today we leave the mountain and put the alleluias aside until Easter Sunday and come down to the plain to Ash Wednesday as we put ashes on our forehead and the sign of the cross for the 40 penitential days of Lent, may you rejoice that truth has come to you. Light has come to you in the person of Christ, and along with Moses and Elijah and Peter, James, and John, listen to Jesus. Speak of Jesus, because the Heavenly Father has said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." May we always listen to our Lord Jesus Christ. To him alone be glory forever. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.